and welcome to Crazy Making. I'm Simon Adam, host of Crazy Making. Today, I speak with Ruth Stackhouse. She is founder and director of the Friendly Spike Theatre Band, a mad disability people's theatre in Toronto. Her unique name stands for Double Mercy, Ruth Stackhouse. She has helped create and present many productions throughout the course of the company's 30-year plus trajectory. She holds an associate degree from the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, an honors BA from the School of Disability Studies at Ryerson University, and a Master of Arts from the School of Critical Disability Studies at York University. Her work toward a mad disability culture is recognized by the City of Toronto Access Award and the Queen's Diamond Jubilee Medal. Hi, Ruth. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. How are you, Simon?
I'm well, thanks.
Good.
Thank you for speaking with me today, Ruth.
My pleasure.
I guess I want to begin by just asking you sort of what you're up to these days and sort of what led you to the work that you do today.
Okay, well, what I'm up to is primarily caring for the Friendly Spike Theatre Band, which I am a director and a co-founder of. The Friendly Spike Theatre Band, as you mentioned in the introduction, is a mad disability people's theatre in Toronto. It's been a little bit challenging to practice theater during the past couple of years because of COVID. So we've expanded our mandate to include literary projects as well. The current project that I'm working on now is called Poem Demic, which is a collection of 46 poems based on the lived experience of COVID-19. And it's published by an organization called The Secret Handshake Gallery and Books in Kensington Market, and will be available in early 2022. As well, I've just completed a project called I'm Mad, which is another literary project, but it's also a lively project. I'm Mad uses the word MAD as an acronym, I Matter Making a Difference. And it's an epic poem written by poet and songwriter and singer Honey Novick. And it is based on the history of the Friendly Spike Theatre Band. And we commissioned Honey to write this poem for us and contextualize our history when we became 30 in 2019. It's a wonderful epic poem. I would compare it to Allen Ginsberg's Howl. It's got a chorus of barking dogs. Mm-hmm. Why barking dogs? Because Friendly and Spike are two dogs that the theater is named after, the Friendly Spike Theater Band. And it's band as in circle, not as in musical group. So Friendly was a dog and Spike was a dog. And we named the company after the dogs because we wanted to be dog-like. We just wanted to play and be in our pack and have a good time and be non-judgmental. Because the founders of the Friendly Spike Theatre Band, myself, Miles Cohen, and Ken Innes, all had experiences, profound experiences with the mental health system, our work tended to be about that. And at that same time, this was in the early 90s, the MAD population was just starting to come out and be performative. So our breakthrough project, Mark Living with a Stigma, which is a woman's journey through the psychiatric system, which is a play and eventually became a film, really spoke from the heart of the MAD community and brought Friendly Spike into the center as of the psychiatric survivor MAD population in Toronto. So we could actually be a MAD/disability people's theater. At the same time, disability studies was a burgeoning study. A play that we did later in the 90s called Angels of 999, Psychiatric Patients' History at the Toronto Hospital for the Insane, was based on Jeffrey Rayom's thesis, Remembrance of Patients' Past, mm-hmm. Patient Life at Toronto Hospital for the Insane. So his thesis and subsequent book. And so Jeff was also, Jeff wrote the play, Angels of 999. And myself and one of the other founders, Ken Innes, we dramaturged it and I directed it. But Jeff was at the time, was just starting to teach Mad People's History at Ryerson. This was before he went up to York. And so he bridged the MAD community with the disability community. And he inspired me to seek higher education at Ryerson in the disability studies program. So to the listeners, that's what I'm doing. And that's a bit of a basis of the company and how I got to the point where I was interested in being a founder of a company such as the Friendly Spike Theater Band is as a child, when I entered public school, at the time, I have a learning disability. And at the time, that wasn't acknowledged. And I was simply labeled a slow learner and put into special ed, which was profoundly humiliating for me. And I became, I was bullied and took it out on myself. And that self-harm made me crazy and landed me into the psychiatric system. The way out of that system for me was performing. I found myself on stage and I went to theater school in New York City at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts and found others who had similar experiences as myself and just thought it would be really cool to be able to enact those experiences on stage and hence the Friendly Spike Theater Band. And so 30 years later, here we are.
Awesome. Thank you for that history and very, very interesting stuff that you do, Ruth. I'm always fascinated by your all this, the productivity that you put out there. I'm wondering if you can just talk about a little bit of, you said the way out of that madness, or maybe not in those words, but the way out of that madness was performing. How is it that performing helped you exactly? What did it do?
Well, it was something that I was as good at, and it's an expression. Also, too, it's not just performing, Simon. It's also playmaking. The plays that the Friendly Spike Theater Band has been able to make with other members of the collective has been able to speak about our experience from our own viewpoint. So we've been able to get out what we've been through, our points across from our hearts and perform them. And that has been incredibly healing. But it's also, when we did Angels of 999, Psychiatric Patients' History at the Toronto Hospital for the Insane, that wasn't our story. That was the story of patients past, but we were able to connect our own lived experience with the patient's past by enacting their history. And we actually took that play, or an abridged version of that play, to the American Association of the History of Medicine conference in Bethesda, Maryland. And I remember when we were seeking funding to get down there. I got a Canada Council Touring Artists Grant. And in the description of what the funding was for, they put that I was using theater as a healing tool. And I thought, you know what, that's pretty much right for this project. Because, like I say, we were, all of us in the cast were psychiatric survivors. Don Weiss was in the play. He played actually a psychiatrist. We played multiple roles.
I've heard about this one, yes.
Yeah. He played a psychiatrist. He played a farmer who was the caring father of a psychiatric patient. He played an attendant at the asylum. Don is quite versatile. But anyway, all of us were in the play were psychiatric survivors, and we were able to link our own experiences with the patient's past. And it was incredibly healing for us and incredibly empowering for us and for the community.
Yeah, so I see, you know, so that it's not only a healing process, but it's also a method of producing knowledge, of legitimizing people's experiences.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about resistance? Is this something you can talk about in terms of
resistance?
Art as resistance?
Sure. That's resistance is anytime a play comes out of the Friendly Spike Theater Band, it is a form of resistance because it is coming from the hearts and minds of and the lived experience of somebody who has been through the psychiatric system, not from a medical mind.
Yeah.
So it's giving it a counterculture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But also,
we've documented resistance within and promoted the idea of resistance and just personal empowerment and self-determination throughout our plays. Like in our play, Mark Living with a Stigma, there's a number of scenes that reenact protests. Also, in the Edmund Jew Project, there's also a reenactment of a protest against the psychiatric system. So we've actually represented live activism within the context of our art form.
Beautiful. So it's not just the method itself that is a method of resistance, but also the content that it carries.
Yeah.
Ruth, can I just, I'll ask you a question that I ask all my guests. If you had a bone to pick with psychiatry, what would it be?
That psychiatry is looking for what's wrong rather than what's right.
Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, sure. Like as soon as you enter the psychiatric system, the big thing is to get a diagnosis. And the diagnosis is a word that sums up what's wrong with you. Like you are schizophrenic, or you are bipolar, or you have borderline personality disorder, BPD.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all things like looking at a person and determining what's wrong rather than you are an incredibly brilliant mind and destined for greatness and to make the world a better place. Or you are a loving human being, a carer, and you will helped so many people in your lifetime.
Yeah, beautifully said, Ruth. Thank you. And before I let you go, can I ask you if you have any other final words, words of wisdom for those at risk for being psychiatrized?
Yes. Seek a means of expressing yourself and look at creativity as something that's available to you. There's all kinds of, if you go to friendlyspike.org, you can read all about our group. There's a wonderful writers group called Inkwell Workshops. You can look them up online. They provide writing workshops and opportunities for people with mental health issues and addictions. There's Tangled Art and Disability in downtown Toronto, which is a theater, a disability theater. So think about using creativity as a means of helping yourself through the challenges that you face. It might not be the thing for you. I know that sports and physical activity can be really, really helpful. I have a nephew who biked across Canada this Wow. past summer as a means of, he started biking as a means of dealing with his own mental health issues. Mm-hmm. And he ended up doing it as a fundraiser and raised a lot of money for a mental health organization. So there's many roads to Rome, but find yourself and don't let anybody tell you what's wrong with you. Find out what's right with you, because you are important and you are beautiful and you matter.
Thanks, Ruth, for those lovely words and words of wisdom for our listeners. And thanks for joining me today, Ruth Stackhouse from the Friendly Spike Theater Band.
Thank you.
Subscribe and listen to us wherever you get your podcasts. Reach out to us by email at crazymaking@yorku.ca. That's crazymaking@yorku.ca. And follow us on Instagram at crazymakingpodcast. This podcast is written and hosted by me, Simon Adam, and edited by Among Antariksh Sagar. Thanks for listening.